Alt NPR.
Welcome, listeners, to another edition of What Would Rob Do?, the podcast that tackles life's most trying dilemmas. I'm David Kestenbaum, and with me is Rob.
Hey, David. How's it going?
All right. What's the topic?
Today's topic is how to get out of a speeding ticket.
All right. How do you do it?
Well, to do this, I actually spoke to an officer who gives out speeding tickets. His name is...
You did research?
I did some research, exactly. Didn't just muse from my various experiences, although I do have many of those. But I did speak with Officer Humberto Jimenez. He works for the California Highway Patrol, also known as CHIPS. Do you know CHIPS, that show starring Eric Estrada?
I watched it on UHF growing up. Yeah.
It's excellent. Are you a big Eric Estrada fan, David?
Mostly his later work.
Oh, okay. Like the CHIPS reunion ones? Like,
yeah.
Back on the saddle or back on the motorcycle? Anyway, Officer Jimenez was telling me there's really little you can do to get out of the ticket, which was really disheartening to me because I always thought that, hey, I'm a smooth talker. I can get out of it. But this is what he told me.
There isn't one thing that the public can say that's going to get them out of a ticket. Bottom line, if they do get pulled over, they're getting pulled over for a reason, which is a violation of the law that they broke.
Officer Jimenez, he's a public affairs officer, so he's kind of the voice of the California Highway Patrol, and he's not really going to divulge stuff. But I did some searching around on the internet, and I found...
Good for you.
I know. I'm using technology. And I found some cop websites where cops talk back and forth to each other, and I found out some interesting stuff. First, there are the things you shouldn't say. Any guesses here?
Well, I was actually thinking back to the last podcast about quick retorts, and I was thinking if they were to say, let me see your ID, I'd just say, let me see your ID.
Or ID this.
Yeah, ID this.
Right. No, that's not really gonna work. It could, but here are the ones that definitely don't work that they hear all the time. I had to go to the bathroom. I was running out of gas. My speedometer's
broke. I was running out of gas. I mean, are you going to use less gas by going really fast?
That never works. That's totally antithetical to how automobiles work.
Do the websites tell you anything that does work?
Well, someone actually said that they drive around with props, including an empty dog leash, saying, hey, I was house-sitting for a friend who has a pit bull.
And I really got to get it.
Yeah, the pit bull got loose. It's on the town. I'm frantic. I'm trying to find it. And that actually worked for him. And then I have a friend in Philly who says he has a surefire way, but it's a little bit emasculating. Can you guess what it is?
I don't want to guess, actually.
That's probably good. Anyway, he breaks down and cries right in front of the officer. And he tells me it doesn't really matter whether it's a female officer or a male officer. He's so pitiful and the performance is so good that he pretty much gets him out of the ticket every time. Now, I'm actually not so good on crying on cue because I'm not like Barbara Streisand. You know, she's a good crier. Like, did you see Yentl? Papa, can you hear me? She was bawling. I mean, where was Papa? I don't know. Anyway, I'm not at that level yet.
Could we hear you try?
Could we try?
Yeah.
Don't give me the ticket. I don't know. I think I'd get a bigger ticket if I tried that one. I don't know.
You could get a movie role though.
Okay, maybe I'll call my agent that I don't have. Okay. Anyway, but there was a quote from a cop that was encouraging, and this is what he said. I hate it when they don't at least try to come up with something. At least tell me a lie. Be creative. Make me laugh, and I'll probably let you go. So
like, tell him a joke or something?
Yeah, I guess maybe do some stand-up or something. I don't know.
what would you do?
Well, I would think to maybe do a joke, but in reality, I just try to act really, really sorry, give him those puppy dog eyes, like I just pooped on my owner's lap or something.
What kind of success have you had with that?
I've had no success at all. It's pretty sad.
All right, that'll do it. Thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Alt NPR.